I took the opportunity moments later to add my superfluous assurances to those Lya had already heard while Holly was being loaded. Then I managed to evade questions put to me by the curious and morbid, stopping by out of rumor. When Holly and most of the rest had gone, I stayed and talked briefly with the doctor, learning nothing new. Then, when he was gone, I helped the techs guess what should and should not be keyed off in the lab during Holly's absence. When they left, I was alone. And so, with Holly safe in his bed and surrounded by professional concern and layman's good intentions, I found the chance to betray him. In all the confusion, I was sure to have several minutes alone with the security systems. It was a rotten act to take advantage of him that way, but perhaps no worse than the act of sabotage itself, which took a surprisingly short time. A half hour later, only I knew how helpless Holly really was. More still, she was waiting in my suite when I got back, flushed still with the excitement and the running and the point of being there.
"How dare you leave me in there the other night?"
she began, clutching my arm furiously. Mad, guilty, upset too much, I clapped my fist around her upper arm to jerk her away, clamped too hard, and she moaned with the sudden pain, and our eyes met, and her lips parted, and I knew what our point really was, as I had known for some time. This was it. Strength on her. The clamping fist, anger and muscles together. Brute from me. And she screamed when I threw her down and was upon her, ripping at the spotlessly white crew jumpsuit, and she struggled and kicked, but writhed, too. She surged into it. Maybe I did, too. But both of us fell toward it, scratching and clutching, and it got very, very rough. Perfectly awful, awfully perfect, and then laid flat out, pinned and twisting, blood seeping from her nose and a shiner coming on and screaming at me for begging me to make her beg and please, oh, please, yes, yes, tell her over and over what she really was. She loved to hear me tell her what she really was. And I did, but damned if I really knew, either of us. It was spectacular and all-encompassing, and it racked through me, shocking, stunning bolts of pleasure and pain. Both of us beating on her, abusing her, degrading the angel's exquisite form, and, yes, the angel herself, and, of course, whatever was left of both of us, and always, always so damn rich with rippling ecstasy, so damn good somehow, so damn rich, so horrible. Eventually, mercifully, we slept. In the nick of time.